One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some people don't live in haunted places necessarily. It's more like they are the haunted place.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story you'd like to share it with us, the number to call is 855-853-4802. You could also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Harper's with me today. How are you doing?
I am great. How are you, Carol?
I don't know. We'll find out as this goes along because you and I have been on chatting here for a few minutes and all of a sudden, majorly big hail just started falling in my neighborhood, like quarter-size hail. And now it looks like it's stopped. I can still see the hail in my yard. But so we're getting ready to have some serious storms today.
I remember sometime last year, it hailed, but they were like so tiny, so it's kind of like dipping dots.
Yeah, these are more like quarter-size.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad. And my car's in the garage, so I don't think it's enough to hurt my roof yet. But they're talking later today and tomorrow, possibly tennis ball sized hail.
That's very dangerous.
That's very, very dangerous. I remember years ago we had a storm like that and it was, oh my God, the damage in the city just. Houses with every window busted out, holes in their siding, holes in their roof. It was just thousands of homes like that.
Gotta love Kansas.
Yes, but I don't want that to happen today.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some ghost stories. Do you think that sometimes people are it's not necessarily the building, it's the person?
I mean, yeah, that makes sense because we as humans are conductors of energy. I mean,
that sounded so smart. You're absolutely right.
I mean, like people get hit by lightning. It's not often, but still, I mean, like we carry energy. So, I mean, it would make sense.
And do you think sometimes it's just, you know, like a guardian spirit attached to them or, oh, speaking of that, I talked to a woman who does past life regressions this week for the Grave Talks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she says everyone has their, you know, guardian spirits around them. And she goes, you have quite a few. And so I was thinking she was going to say like 12. And I said, well, how many do I have? And she said 57. I'm like, oh. Do they keep busy? Like, why do I need 57? That's a lot of guardians around me.
I wonder how many I have.
I don't know, but I thought it really kind of came from nowhere. I was not expecting the number 57.
57.
And that's almost the highest that she'd ever seen from anybody. I didn't know whether to say thank you or should I get rid of some of them? Like, I'm not sure how to process this information or what to do.
Do you even know 57 people? That's my question.
In past lives, I'm sure I did.
Okay.
It's like, holy shit. But yeah, so I do think that sometimes there are people like, no, I kind of think I'm that way. I definitely think Kathy, my sister's that way, mm-hmm. that things just kind of follow her too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, in every single ghost story we get here, there always has to be some, like, a person present to tell that story.
Right. You know, and there's sometimes I do think it that whatever it is attached to a specific location. I definitely mm-hmm. think that can happen too. So I think it could be different types of hauntings, or maybe yeah, one is more of an attachment than a haunting.
Yes, but it needs another presence to be active.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So here's the story. It says, I recently started listening to your podcast. I've got to say it's been kind of a game changer for me. I always thought the stuff I've experienced was just weird, isolated things that happen to weird, isolated people like me. But after hearing some of your episodes, I don't feel so alone. Actually, it made me realize I might be what people call a sensitive. I never knew there was a word for it until I heard it on the show. Turns out it seems to run in my family. My grandma's always been the type to say things like, he won't be around much longer. And sure enough, a few days later, we'd get the call. She also randomly remembers past lives, like there's something she misplaced. I always chalked it up to old age or quirky storytelling, but maybe not. Growing up, I used to think our house was haunted, but after my parents split and I started spending half of the week with each of them, I realized something weird. The hauntings followed me. Different places, same energy. And that's when it hit me. I wasn't just in haunted places. I was the haunted place. The weirdest thing that's ever happened to me happened a couple years ago while I was house sitting for my dad. He lives on the top floor of a 6-unit apartment building. My aunt and uncle live right below him, and all the balconies are connected by this old school fire escape that runs like a spine down the building. That's a really good way to describe that because it does. To get a picture of the layout, you walk in through the balcony and into the kitchen. Then there's a hallway, my room's on the right, bathroom on the left. It all opens into the living room. My dad's bedroom is off to the side from there. It was midsummer, really hot. It was just past midnight and I was on the couch watching some late night TV and trying not to melt. That's when I heard the knocking. It came from the patio door in the kitchen. Not frantic, just knock, knock, knock. I figured it was my aunt, maybe she needed something, so I went to the kitchen, pulled back the curtain, but no one was there. Not even a shadow, and the motion sensor light didn't turn on. That thing usually lights up if a moth even looks at it wrong, but nothing, the balcony was dead quiet. I figured maybe she changed her mind, or maybe I just imagined it. It wouldn't be the first time my brain played tricks on me, so I went back to the couch, turned the volume up a bit, and tried to forget about it. 10 minutes later, bang, 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 same door. But this time the knocking didn't stop. It was constant, steady, like someone wanting me to know they were there. I jumped up, heart racing, ran back to the kitchen and yanked open the blinds. That is brave. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's that yanking open of the blinds. I could investigate it somehow, but just throwing the blinds open, not knowing what's on the other side. I could probably do that
just out of morbid curiosity and probably with a baseball bat in my hand. But at the same time, just like without anything, nah.
Yeah.
I'm out of there.
Because you don't know. It could be a serial killer.
Yeah.
I don't want to encounter that.
It's like, you know where I'm in that situation? Down the road getting tacos. I'm not opening the blinds.
No. So yanked up in the blind, still no one was there. By this point, I was freaked out, but not run screaming freaked out. I was more like nervous. I turned on every single light on my way back to the living room, like that would somehow keep whatever it was away, but it didn't. Bang, 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 bang. The patio door sounded like it was going to shatter. It was so loud it made the floor vibrate. I didn't even check this time. I just grabbed my phone, ran to my bedroom, locked the door, and sat on the bed holding my keys thinking, do I ride this out? Do I make a break from my mom's house? Then the banging stopped. I let out a breath, thought maybe that was it, and then the knocking came on my bedroom window. I'm on the top floor. My window doesn't open onto anything. No ledge, no balcony, just open air and a three-story drop.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like that.
You know what that reminds me of? We had a story not too long ago where it was like a face in the window on like, what was it, like the sixth story of like an apartment building?
I remember that one.
Oh, that freaks me out because that either means it's got like a really long leg or like a really long torso. Neither one is a good case. Or like that.
Or it's floating up there.
Floating I can deal with, but like a long person, I just can't do. Tall people scare me, let alone like 6 story tall people.
That's really tall. And there's no person who can be out there. You know, like you're on the third story. No one can be knocking at your window. Now, maybe there's a tree that's brushing up against the window that kind of sounds like that. But
yeah,
I think that she or he would have noticed the window branch. Let's see. I didn't wait around to see what would happen next. I grabbed my bag, flew out the front door and bolted to my car. And I swear as I was leaving, I could still hear the knocking behind me like it was following me down the hall. After that night, I didn't stay at my dad's alone again for a while, but eventually it all went back to normal, sort of. A few weeks later, my dad, my brother, and I came home from getting dinner, walked into something straight out of a horror movie. There was a line of muddy footprints, big heavy ones, starting in the middle of the hallway. Not at the door, not near a window, in the middle. They led all the way to the kitchen and then just stopped. No smudges, no turns, no fading. Like someone had wiped them up, they were just gone. Our alarm had been on the whole time. The motion sensor by the door hadn't picked up anything. And when we checked the security camera aimed at the back balcony, nothing. It hadn't even recorded. Like something knew how to avoid being seen. The boots didn't match any of ours. Too big for me or my brother, too narrow for my dad's work boots. We even checked with my uncle downstairs. And while that's all creepy, it doesn't hold a candle to the stuff that's going down at my mom's house. Oh my God. Her place is basically a motel for shadow people. They show up constantly, lurking in the corners, standing at the foot of your bed, brushing past you in the hall, and they're not shy. It's like they want to be seen. And the weird,
that's just like so casually said there. It's like, my mom's place is like a motel for shadow people.
I don't like that idea at all.
Have like no like holy water cleansing? Was that like not? I wonder what.
Or do you just accept it?
I wonder what drew all those shadows to be there in the first place.
Because this says the weirdest part. There's one woman who doesn't feel threatening at all. She just exists. Sometimes I catch the faint smell of smoke when she's near. My mom swears a woman died in a fire in that house before we moved in. I didn't believe her, but now I do. Thanks for giving people like me a place to share this kind of stuff. If you have any questions or want the full rundown of the madness at my mom's house, I'm more than happy to tell you more. Please do. That's from Renee. You know, I wonder, because the way she kind of just flippantly said that, it doesn't seem to be scary like at her dad's house.
It doesn't sound like it's an issue. It just sounds strange. Maybe like she's collecting shadow people.
Mm-hmm.
Like the boogeyman.
And you know, some places, the spirits there aren't harmful. It's just, I've talked to so many people who are like, yeah, I feel like they're there to help me. They're watching out over me. They're just, you know, they love this place too. We just share it, you know, like everything's awesome.
And that's a good thing when you have that. It's like, I'm always happy for those people.
Her dad's house don't feel like that. Yeah, that feels scary. Like bang, 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 bang. Muddy footprints. Like, what the hell's going on at Dad's house? I don't. And so that's the interesting question then, like haunted places or haunted Renee. I just have to wonder if there, maybe there's two separate hauntings because it doesn't feel like the same thing.
Yeah.
One feels frightening. The other feels more like kind of, yeah, they're here and we know they're here. It seems like there would be more of a consistent feeling to both of them if they were both all attached to her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it just kind of sounds like at her mom's house. And usually, like, when we think of mothers, we usually think of, like, nurturing and, like, home. And so, I don't know, that just kind of energy within her mom's place just kind of fits, like, the description of what we're getting about these shadows. On the other hand, I'm not too sure about what's going on over there at the dad's house.
Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
I am so impressed that she even got up and looked outside because a while back, somebody knocked on my front door and it was dark outside. And I'm like, oh, hell no. No, I am. It was knock, knock, knock. And so, of course, I'm like, could be a legit person. It could be a black-eyed kid. I don't know. I'm not opening the door.
We haven't had a black-eyed kid story in like years, have we?
We've had, Kathy and I have done a couple. I need to find us a couple because they're so creepy. They're just so creepy.
I hate them. I'm sorry. They're so creepy.
But when I heard knock, 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 I've done too many of these ghost story shows. I do not want to open my door to some black-eyed kid going, I need to call my mom. Can you call my mom? I need a ride. I need my mom to come get me. I ain't got time. Nope.
Yeah, no.
It's keep like, going.
It's like, hit the road, Jack.
Go to Caesar's next door. Maybe he'll call. I feel like I should warn him. So I don't know. The whole thing kind of, the hauntings feel so completely different, though, at her mom's and at her dad's from just those short little stories that she shared. Now, there's a lot more going on at mom's house. So maybe there is some connection there that we're not really seeing right now. So I don't know. But I hope whatever it is doesn't, like, disrupt her life too much.
I hope.
Well, here is a call.
Well, hi. This is Anne from New York. How are you? I'm doing all right. Well, anyway, the story I have for you is about a murderous playmate that I had when I was a child. My mother told me this story. She had apparently seen the ghostly girl, too. Now, I was approximately 3 years old. And my mother and I were in the living room. I was doing what three-year-olds do, playing with toys and whatnot. And my mother said that suddenly she felt very heavy and very tired, as if she couldn't move. And so she laid down on the couch just to stretch out and, you know, watch me play. All of a sudden, she said that she saw this little girl just sort of shimmer into existence. And this little girl kept trying to lead me to the door of the apartment. Now, this apartment was above an auto garage, and it was approximately, well, I would say a two-story fall, and the stairs were incredibly steep and rickety. This little girl kept trying to get me to go outside and play with her. And so I got up, and I toddled over to the door, and about that time, my mother said she don't know how she found the strength, because she didn't feel like she could move, but she screamed at me, and she scared me. And that little girl, she said, turned around and looked at her with so much malevolence and then just simply vanished. Now, my mother did a little bit of research on this apartment after that had happened. Come to find out, the previous owners of the garage that used to live there lived in that apartment, and their little girl had gotten, they were sleeping, and she had gotten up one night and decided she was going to go play outside, and she fell down those stairs and broke her neck. And, well, that's the story of my ghostly playmate. I hope you enjoyed my story. I do have more. I have some about my not-so-murderous grandfather. I really hope that I can hear you talk to you guys again soon. All right, thank you, and have a good night.
her not so murderous grandfather, does it make him like, is that, does that mean he's like a little bit murderous?
I don't know how
to take that when somebody says my not so murderous grandfather. But it is super creepy when the story starts off about a murderous playmate.
Yeah.
That's creepy. So do you
makes me think there's more to the story than just falling down the stairs.
Well, maybe the little girl was pushed. And it's strange, like her mom felt like she couldn't move and protect her own daughter. But she, it said that because she said she screamed and scared her. And then the girl looked at her like she was really angry. Like she's, that's really strange. That just
sounds, no, there has to be more to the story there.
It sounds like something right out of a movie plot. Like that little creepy kid who's trying to murder the other kids by leading him out onto a balcony and pushing him.
Oh.
That's what it feels like. And then like kind of taking control of the mom so the mom can't even protect her own kid.
But maybe that's a reference to what happened to the kid in the first place. Because that kind of just sounds like reliving the same experience over and over again, but reliving it in other people. I mean, yeah, maybe not the stairs, but definitely some sort of deadly ledge. So, I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say it'd be some sort of situation where maybe the mom was forced to watch this happen to the original little girl.
Right? Oh, yeah. Good point. And I hope they didn't stay in that apartment long.
I really don't hope.
Because that's not good.
Yeah.
Because if that kid is doing that, the murderous playmate kid, who knows? Like, that's, you know, it doesn't seem like a one-off. It's like, it seems like they would keep trying to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Sounds like a, don't mind her. She's just going to try to kill my kid again.
Oh, that's just little Anne's murderous playmate. Her. She always shows up, tries to murder her, but we're doing the best we can. I don't know. I that's like putting your kid in danger.
Like we're saying, let's sing the ABCs with Anne's murderous playmate. A, B, C. I'm kidding.
And it would be done in like a minor key. That'd be super creepy. If you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you'd like. Advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories, or just go to ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.